It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle-Telegram on the hotline. Dave, how are we doing today?
We're good, Rocco.
Fantastic, Dave. Wanted to start with a story earlier in this week's Chronicle-Telegram. There's a new public charter school over in Sheffield, and they're looking to place an emphasis on combining, well, obviously education, but that alongside competitive sports in maybe a different way that we haven't seen before. And they had some help last week getting this sort of kick-started with a pretty prominent athlete from Northeast Ohio. So what were the details here?
Yeah, so this is kind of cool. So basically, the school, which is called Sheffield Academy, opened up to about 50 or so students last week. And Excel is the brand, is the company. It's modeled on another kind of sports academy in Toledo, right? So this is already, you know, has been working out in Toledo. And they got some incoming students to come in, community members, had a field day. And the school, which is in the former Sheffield Lake School building on Lake Breeze Road, had a visit from Olympic gold medalist and Akron native Butch Reynolds. That's pretty cool. Get the kids out there with somebody who actually, you know, won a gold medal rather than just like seeing him on TV. They get to interact with him. He was a track and field athlete, won gold and silver medals in the 1988 Olympic Games. Some other gold, silver, world championship medals in some relay and you know, and some other foot racing. You know, he jogged with the elementary school kids, and the Sheffield Academy principal named Gary Lane said this is a way to get the word out to the community about the newly opened school. Lane himself played sports for the University of Northern Iowa. He was on summer leagues in Minnesota and Kansas. He focused mostly on baseball, although he did play some basketball and football. And he's also continued to like coach travel baseball kind of on the side, but also an educator. And this is a chance, you know. He said, in competitions are kind of, travel teams are kind of back in vogue and that kind of thing. It hurts families because the cost is so much. It's cost prohibitive, you know, basically what he said. But for those older students, but if you can provide kids sports for free, and then also, you know, possibly they have better results in the classroom, you know, kind of merge those two things, he said, you know, it'll be really beneficial for the students.
Wow, so very interesting stuff here, and based off of the article from your colleague, Carissa Wojtak, and this can be found, in Sunday's Chronicle-Telegram, also online at chronicle.com. It looks like they'll be starting off with predominantly kindergartners, but slowly and surely building their way up to all the way through eighth grade. So very cool concept here, combining education with also a focus on sports. Obviously, our schools have sports within them, but putting maybe a higher focus here in the Sheffield Academy. It's very interesting stuff, and we'll sort of see how that all works out for them in the coming school year. So great stuff from Carissa, and again, you can find that in Sunday's Chronicle-Telegram, also online at chronicle.com. Sticking with the theme of heading back to school, Dave, and I know some kids might be rolling their eyes at the thought of that, but a lot of us, we took the bus to school at one point in time, and there were some concerns maybe in Lorain about having enough buses and enough drivers to move those buses and get the kids to school, but looks like we should be all good for today, Dave. What were the details here?
Yeah, so Lorain had to do some kind of quick, Lorain schools, I should say, had to do some quick thinking and then roll out a new bus contract company. That's Auxilio Services. And 39 of its buses are getting ready to roll Wednesday with enough drivers to fill 20 routes. 39 buses are more than enough to cover the district's routes, according to Superintendent Jeff Graham. And this new transportation vendor was approved at the April 25th meeting of the Lorain Board of Education, and they bid $2.2 million to cover the district's existing bus routes. And that was about $1.6 million less than the bid from First Student, which had previously done some of the busing. So now the district has added high school bus routes for students living 2 or more miles away from the high school. That's going to cost a little bit more money. Auxilio's buses, if anybody noticed, are parked at the former Westgate Plaza Shopping Center real recently. The Lorain schools, basically their buses that purchased in early August are kind of a backup plan. Auxilio's out of state buses if they couldn't pass inspection, but looks like everything's kind of sorted out, and they got that figured out, and it was like I said, some last minute scrambling to get all of that done, and hopefully, you know, the schools will recoup some of the funds that they've spent, and they have some option to sell them down the road, Jeff.
Well, very good, Dave, and thank you for the breakdown there. For more, you can find that in Tuesday's Chronicle Telegram. Again, also online at chronicletea.com. That one came from your colleague at Carissa Wojtek as well. Again, Dave O'Brien is our guest this morning on The Local Beat, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Speaking of the CT, Dave, what are you and your colleagues over there at the Chronicle working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, some good news, and you'll read all about it in today's Chronicle Telegram and at ChronicleT.com. We basically had some grants passed out by the Lorain County Board of Commissioners on Tuesday, and that includes $1.5 million that they agreed to spend on proposed buildings that the Lorain County Fair Board wants to put in at their South Wellington Fairgrounds. And so that's something that the Wellington Fair Board had about a week back requested that the commissioners pitch in from American Rescue Plan Act funds. So that's good. You know, kids in 4-H, you know, kids who raise animals either for just for a hobby, or you know, maybe to sell to get some money for college or money for future education, or you know, whatever they want to do with it. You know, they'll have some more room with the new Junior Fair Beef Building. Sounds pretty good. There's some very early renderings of what that might look like, and then the fair board. And obviously, the fair is coming up in the next week. And basically, you know, these kids, you know, work real hard, you know, all summer just to get their projects ready. And it's good to support, you know, youth education, youth farming education, future farmers, 4-H, that kind of thing. It's always good to support those kids and what they're doing. And they go on to have hopefully really, really great careers, or maybe go into farming themselves. And as the fair board members have said, you know, this is the future of our food.
Well, there you go. Some well-deserved funds. And for anybody who's been to the Lorain County Fair, I think they'll certainly agree. Those kids and what they do with the animals is certainly something special. And we will be out at the fair starting next week. Again, that Lorain County Fair out at the Wellington Fairgrounds. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end in my favorite segment of the week. Let's head on over to the scanner. Hope everybody's got their ears on. What are you hearing on the scanner, Dave, for this week's scanner story?
So from over on the east side, we have a scanner story from Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter. Dateline East Cleveland, after a shooting, a vicious chihuahua in the residence attacked an EMS worker, impeding access to the patient.
Oh, no, Dave. Well, we've heard of killer whales, we've heard of killer sharks, and now I guess we've heard of dang near killer chihuahuas. Entertaining scanner story, as always, good sir. And again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues over there at the Chronicle Telegram, check him out at chronicletea.com for that digital e-edition, or pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram today. Dave, thank you for the time, as always, my friend. Have a great rest of the week, and we'll catch up some more next Wednesday.
Thanks, Rocco. Talk to you later.